President Obama is retreating from his stated deadline of July 2011 to begin withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. McClatchy broke the story this week after interviews with military officials who told the newspaper that the new plan for the longest war in U.S. history will be announced next week during a NATO conference in Portugal. The revised timeline does not yet have a start date, but the officials said Afghan troops will be ready to assume responsibility for security in 2014. The news has been welcomed by some and denounced by others. The Conservative Heritage Foundation encouraged the change with an article by a senior research fellow titled, "Administration Must Unequivocally Drop Afghanistan 2011 Withdrawal Date." However, progressives are deeply disappointed. Congressman and progressive Democrat from Ohio, Dennis Kucinich, immediately announced that he would force a vote on a withdrawal date when the new Congress convenes in January. He called the president's new plan a de facto expansion of the war without congressional approval. Joining me on the phone this morning is Robert Naiman. He is the policy director at Just Foreign Policy. Welcome to Uprising, Robert.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, many progressives suspected and feared that when the original withdrawal date was announced of June 2011, that it would eventually be pushed later. Do you think that the Obama administration is caving in to pressure from the right wing?
Well, it's caving to pressure from the military. It's important to point out that the White House denies that they've caved at all. And in fact, technically, they have not caved on July 2011. The White House is still insisting that they're going to withdraw troops in July 2011 and that they've never wavered from that. But what's being reported both by McClatchy and by New York Times piece on Wednesday is the message shift away from the beginning of withdrawals, July 2011, to focusing on 2014 as the completion of a process of transition to the Afghans.
So they foresee, what, a three-year-long process?
That's correct. That's correct. So the White House is still saying, you know, we promised we would start withdrawing troops in July 2011. We still promise that we're going to start withdrawing troops in July 2011. But the political shift is that's being reported, the direction they're moving, stop focusing on this July 2011, focus on the fact that 2014... we are planning to have completed this transition. There was never in the past, you know, this has actually been a demand of people in Congress. Tell us, okay, you told us the beginning. Tell us when the end is. So now they're saying, oh, okay, well, the end is 2014. But if you drill down, there is still a real shift because there was a Democratic interpretation of President Obama's promise, and that was that there would be significant withdrawals starting in July 2011. Vice President Biden told Jonathan Alter in his book, The Promise, you're going to see a whole lot of people moving out. Speaker Pelosi said, I think we will see a serious drawdown in 2011. So Democrats understood the president to say, not just we're going to withdraw some troops, but we're going to withdraw significantly in 2011, and we're going to be, you know, moving significantly towards pulling troops out. And that is what is being moved away from, according to the McClatchy and New York Times report.
Now, the Karzai administration in Afghanistan, who remains in power at the behest of U.S. troops, essentially, was also pushing for a later withdrawal date, despite the unpopularity of foreign troops in his country. How much role do you think he played in this pushing of the date? And he certainly is in close connection with some of the top military generals.
Oh, I think it's significant. I mean, at least according to the statements of U.S. officials, they point out that it was Karzai that originated the 2014 date. So I think that's significant. But it's also significant that people, you know, in Congress, in the United States, in Europe, have been saying, tell us how this ends. And so there has been pressure in all the NATO countries to say, you know, when is this over? And the fact that this is coming at the NATO summit, reflects that pressure. It's also the case that the pressure is coming from the military because their policy has failed. Remember, the policy that was presented in last December was, we're going to have this military surge and it's going to turn things around. Well, that hasn't happened. Now it's a year later, and the offensive in Marja failed. The offensive in Kandahar has failed, according to U.S. government assessment. And the story was supposed to be, you know, okay, you can have 30,000 more troops, but they're going to come out in July 2011 no matter what. And now the story is, oh, well, because the surge failed, now the troops can't come out.
What about the fact that the administration and the military are also citing Pakistan and its political situation there as being another factor in the pushing forward of the withdrawal date? How are they using the situation in Pakistan for this?
Well, I think it's a very important factor. In fact, they cited it saying, you know, one of the reasons that the military doesn't want this, according to the McClatchy report, doesn't want July 2011, doesn't want the focus on July 2011, is that this convinced the Pakistanis not to agree to U.S. demands for more military offensives against the Pakistani Taliban and Afghan Taliban based in Pakistan. And you look at the language of the McClatchy report, it's quite striking. It's that the Pakistani government is pushing for a political settlement using July 2011. So that's why we have to move away from July 2011, because the Pakistani government is pushing for a political settlement. So that's quite striking. It says that the generals are really responding to a threat of peace, a threat of a political initiative. And I think it's definitely true that the July 2011 deadline did create an impetus for people to talk about a negotiated political settlement, and that's something that apparently the Pentagon doesn't want, and that's the reason that they want to get rid of this focus on July 2011.
My guest is Robert Nayman, Policy Director at Just Foreign Policy. Robert, the issue of foreign policy has really been pushed back into the background during this economic recession, particularly during the midterm elections. It was an issue that was not discussed, despite the fact that so much money, so much of Americans' tax dollars flow into the wars in Afghanistan and still in Iraq. And this is just not an issue that's touched upon. How do you think that the fact that the economic recession is related to the war in Afghanistan, what role do you foresee that playing, if any, in the next few years? Do you think that anti-war activists and even ordinary Americans are going to start making the connections?
Well, I don't think the war isn't the cause of the recession. I mean, it's not a primary cause of the recession. The primary cause of the recession is the collapse of the housing bubble and the continuation of the recession is the failure of the federal government to take sufficient remedial action. The stimulus was too small. However, I think we are going to see people talking more about the connections between the war and the money, particularly as there's a push in Washington to talk about the federal deficit. We already saw this week the so-called Cat Food Commission come out with this report. You know, many people focused, not surprisingly, on their call to the call of the chairman, not the commission. The call of the chairman said, we want to raise the Social Security retirement age and cut benefits. Okay, so a lot of people noticed that. But they also recommended that one-third of U.S. foreign military bases be cut. Now, that's quite striking that these two commission chairmen would put that in their report. And there is actually quite a bit of support on the Republican side for taking a look at the foreign military bases, so as a place to cut. So I think we are going to see this issue come back in the next few months. The Obama administration's review is going to come out. It's going to essentially say that there's been no progress. As you mentioned, Representative Kucinich is going to introduce this resolution in the next Congress. There will be other efforts, and there will be people talking about, both Democrats and Republicans, I think, about the cost of the war and U.S. foreign military policy generally.
So at this point, what do you think we're going to hear from the president with this sort of mishmash of dates, beginning a withdrawal of some kind potentially next year, and then ending that, turning over security responsibilities to Afghan troops, whether they're ready or not, whatever that means? Do you think we're going to see something coherent coming out of the Obama administration, or are they not going to risk it?
Well, the next thing we're going to see is the NATO summit, which, according to reports, is going to focus on this 2014 date. Then the next thing after that is the president's review, which he promised a year ago, which the administration and the military are now sort of trying to bury. I mean, it's going to happen. The Washington Post reported this week that the declassified public version will be released in late December or January, i.e., you know, maybe on December 24th in the late afternoon. It's kind of like trying to hide your report card because, you know, you have bad grades. They don't want to talk about what happened because they don't have anything good to report. But when the new Congress comes in, you know, there's a big wild card, which is that we have a whole bunch of new Republicans, and nobody really knows where they stand on the war or U.S. foreign military policy generally.
Right. You have people like Rand Paul who is coming at it at an anti-war perspective from a libertarian conservative perspective.
Well, yes. And in fact, he was, he's been saying we need to look at cutting the military budget. We need to have a debate on Afghanistan. The Senate and the House need to debate Afghanistan. We can't just rely on the resolutions and debate from 10 years ago. So I do expect Rand Paul to be pushing there. But then we also have, there's a whole bunch of new Republicans in the House, and nobody knows where they stand. And in fact, nobody really knows where people in the Tea Party movement generally stand on questions of foreign military policy. The Pew Research Center for People in the Press just released a poll showing that Tea Party Republicans are very different from other Republicans on so-called free trade issues, on NAFTA, WTO, much more critical than other Republicans. We haven't seen any poll data like that on the war, but I suspect that it might be similar. And so you have a number of Republicans that were elected to Congress with Tea Party support. They might break differently on these issues than, and they've shown themselves in some ways to be independent of the Republican leadership, which until now has been, you know, very lockstep discipline in support of the Pentagon. That might change. So that's a big question mark that we don't know, but we'll see in the next few months.
Well, Robert Nayman, I want to thank you very much for joining us today.
It's good to be with you.
Robert Nayman is the policy director at Just Foreign Policy.